Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we know all about journal entries, debits and credits, and effects of transactions, let's spend a little bit of time and talk about the basic accounting cycle. Let's start with the first slide. Let's list out the basic steps in the accounting cycle. Now recognize the steps that we list are not the only steps. In fact, when we come back and go further, in the text, we'll see additional steps that are part of the cycle. But as of right now, these are the steps that we've covered. Step one, record transactions in the journal using your journal entries. Once the transactions have been recorded, step two is to post them. Post the debits and credits from the journal into the T accounts or the ledger. Remember, the reason we post to the ledger is to figure out the ending balance in each individual account. Once we have the ending balance, the third step is to prepare what is called a trial balance. And it's this trial balance that we need to spend a little bit of time talking about. Go to the next slide with me. A trial balance is simply a listing of the accounts with their balance. That's all it is. It's a list of the accounts with their balance. The reason we do a trial balance is to check something. And we're checking a very important idea, and that is that total debits must equal total credits. So we'll list out the accounts with their balance simply to make sure that the debits and credits equal. If we have a problem, if the debits and credits do not agree, well, we can use the trial balance to figure out what went wrong. Most likely, we had an error in making a journal entry, or we had an error in doing posting. But the trial balance will help us figure out, by narrowing down where the error could be, exactly what the problem is. If you go to the next slide with me, you could see an example of a trial balance, a listing of accounts with their balances. Notice something. Notice that it is very important that the total debits, in this case $28,700, are equal to the total credits, $28,700. That tells us the trial balance is in balance and we can move forward with the accounting cycle. Go to the next slide and let's talk about this question. If a trial balance is in balance, i.e. the total debits equal the total credits, like we just saw a second ago, does that mean that no errors have occurred? Does that mean that we have no problems at all? Well, the answer to that is no. A trial balance simply tells us if the debits and credits are equal. It does not guarantee that no errors have occurred. There's lots of different types of errors that could occur that the trial balance won't pick up. Let's look at a couple of those. Move to the next slide with me. So we know that there are many errors that could exist that won't be detected by this trial balance. For example, we could have an incorrect account being used when we're journalizing or posting. For example, we could record the purchase of supplies, which should be recorded with a debit to supplies and a credit to cash. But we could record it as you see here on the slide. Debit cash and credit accounts receivable. That's a mess up. We screwed up. But the debits and credits are still going to equal. The trial balance is still going to balance. But we still have an error. Go to the next slide. Another type of error that could exist that will still enable the trial balance to balance, we could post incorrect amounts or put incorrect amounts in a journal entry. For example, let's say we record the purchase of supplies for $100 cash. Hey, we know the journal entry. We're not going to screw that up. Debit supplies, credit cash. But we add a couple of extra zeros. So instead of putting it down for $100, we record it as $10,000. Will the trial balance still balance? Well, yeah, of course, debits still equal credits. Is it right? No. It's the wrong amount. We showed a purchase of $10,000, should have only been $100. Go to the next slide with me. Another example of an error that could occur and still allow the trial balance to be in balance. We can just not bother to record a journal entry. We just forget to make the entry. For example, record the purchase of supplies for $100 cash as nothing, right? Just blank paper there. And no entry was made. So trial balance is still going to balance. The debits and credits are still equal. But we forgot to make an entry. We have a problem. The key idea for the trial balance is simply to check to make sure that your total dollar debits equal your total dollar credits. It does not guarantee no errors exist. Go to the next slide with me. There's our trial balance again. Just want you to look at it. Listing of accounts with their balances to ensure that debits equal credits. Now remember what that looks like. And go to the last slide. Let's list out our basic steps of the accounting cycle one more time, at least the steps that we have so far covered. Record transactions in the journal with journal entries. Post the debits and credits from the journal to the ledger to figure out the ending balance in each account. Prepare the trial balance, the listing of accounts with their balances, to check that debits and credits are equal. Now remember back to the trial balance, the listing of accounts. What can you do using the trial balance with relative ease? What can we do that really won't be that difficult now? We've already talked about. Well, we can use the trial balance to go ahead and prepare our financial statements. We can use the accounts from the trial balance to go ahead and make income statements and balance sheets. And that's where we're going to go ahead and leave off. When we come back, we'll add to our accounting cycle.